and I seen something that is raised in my heart, and we're going to preach a little, and then we may have the choir come sing. I don't know what all we're going to do this morning. But I can tell you one thing. While the Lord's stirring our heart, I'm on mind. The Bible said in the book of Acts, chapter number 17, now, when they had passed through, ain't you glad God don't let you stay stuck in a place all your life? Now, they had just went through the church of Philippi. There they had found, you might as well sit down, I'm going to be running rabbits a long time. They had found themselves that they had been from the east. Now they had picked up and the Holy Ghost had sent Paul, that great apostle, that great preacher, toward the west. Now he's come in the town of Philippi and he preached in the book of Acts chapter 16. You know the story. He met a lady that had a tender heart with old Lydia. Bible says she was sitting there making prayers by the riverside. Paul came in and preached to her the gospel, expounded to her the scripture. The Bible said the Holy Ghost opened up her heart. Wouldn't it be a blessing today if God had opened up your heart and let you believe the scriptures of the Lord Jesus Christ? And then not long after that, the Bible said that there was a damsel that was filled with the soothsaying devil followed Paul. He got tired of it, turned around, and he cast that devil out. And the Bible said people was upset. They wasn't worried about her soul. Let me tell you, young'uns, this morning, this old world as a whole, they're not worried about your soul. The Bible said when the hope of their gains was gone, they turned and they turned on one of the greatest preachers that ever wore a pair of shoes, the Apostle Paul. Threw him in a jail cell and he met an old jailer. And boy, the Bible said that Paul and Silas at the midnight hour began to sing that song. I don't believe it was a sad song. I don't believe it was achy, breaky heart. I don't believe it was a song that make tears come out of your eyes. But I believe they lifted their eyes and said, oh, what a Lord we have. Amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Thank God this morning. Ain't you glad in your sad hour? Ain't you glad in your locked up experience? The Holy Ghost will come back and give you a song to say. Well, ain't you glad this morning? Instead of writing how bad it is, ain't you glad you got a God that can lift your eyes and say, thank you, Lord, for saving a wretch like me. Thank you, God, in our midnight hour. I'm glad we got a God that's on the throne this morning. I'm glad we got a God that loves old sinners. The Bible said about the midnight hour is a great earthquake came and the prison bars was open and the jailer run in and he cried and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? I'm glad there's still a few Baptists preaching around today that know what it takes to get you saved. They didn't say go walk down the Mississippi. They didn't say right into Nashville. They didn't say do the best you can. But they did say this: believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. I will report unto you this morning. I'm glad it's enough God to go around today. I'm glad He's not in just one place. I'm glad He's big enough to take care of our house situation. So Paul went in preaching the gospel. And so the Lord started the church of Philippi. And now we pick up in this passage. The Bible said, now when they passed through, I'm going to tell you this morning, if you're going to do anything for the Lord, you better be doing it. Because boy, these days are swift. And the end is approaching now. We're closer to going home today than we was yesterday. I'm closer toward heaven this morning than I was yesterday. Thank God we got a God in heaven that lets us pass through some places in our lives. He said this, now, when they had passed through, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. Notice in verse 1, you'll see the men of passing. Oh, aren't you glad that you've met some men that pass by your way? I think about old brother Monroe Wiggins, one of my Bible heroes. You've heard it time and time again. How come you say that? Because he's one of my heroes. It ain't Michael Jordan. And it ain't Tiger Woods. It's some men of God that stood back and preached the unsearchable riches of the Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad there's been some men in your passing? He said, now when they had passed through. Boy, I tell you, ain't it a blessing when men pass through and touch your life? I'm glad God let old brother Jerry Watterson pass through my life. Born again Yankee by the grace of God. Hallelujah. What do you think about that, friend? Ain't God amazing this morning? Boy, ain't it a blessing how He lets the men pass by your way. I'm a better man this morning because some people's passed by my way. Don't tell me, friend, leadership's not important. Leadership's everything today. Boy, I thank the Lord that men's passed my way, that's influenced my life, Brother Gerald, that's told me if I just tell the old story and trust the God of this Bible and get myself out of the way, I could see what the Lord could do. I'm glad He loves sinners this morning. By the good grace of thank God for men to pass in today. Whoop, hallelujah. I'm glad some men's passed by my way. Thank God some men's passed by. Thank God they've influenced me. Thank God they've blessed me. I say hallelujah. I'm glad the God of the Bible loved me enough that wanted to use me. Come by and influence my life by me in the passing. Hallelujah. Woo! That lets me know I'm not going to be here a long time. But all them folks I pass by, I want to influence. I want to be a blessing. I want to help them by the grace of God. We're only here for a few days. Hallelujah. Me in a passing. Thank God we're not here to stay in this world. But they passed by. Oh Lord, I'm glad one day Paul passed by and said, oh, I love you, Lord. I'm glad John the Baptist passed by. Said he must increase, but I must decrease. Thank God for men of passing. Oh, aren't you glad you met some men that's taught you how to worship the Lord Jesus? Aren't you glad you allowed to be set around some men that knew what this old black back boot was for? Preaching the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see these men of passing. I can't get off of that enough. Thank God for the men that's passed my way. Thank God for the men that's come my way. Thank God for friends and families. But thank God for the old men of God that come in, didn't have a lot out in this whole world, but had everything yonder in glory land way. I think about old brother Elmer Kaysen, raised in this community. Come by my little old trailer one day. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. I was sitting on the coffee table rolling up my devil. I looked up and seen a man of God in my driveway. I said, oh, no, there's that loud preacher. Oh, no, there's that preacher come to my house. I raised up the couch cushion, throwed my devil under there. The old man of God lived in my house and sat right down on top of my devil. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. And he said, kid, are you saved? And I lied. I said, oh, yeah. Just leave. Just hurry up and leave. But Brother Randall, oh, Lord, he left. But he didn't leave. Oh, I'm glad that he stayed where I was and convicted me of my sins and drew me by his grace and saved me by his goodness that great day. Oh, hallelujah. Honey, don't you tell me to be quiet. Don't you tell me to calm down. Don't you tell me not to shed no tears. The most blessed thing that's ever happened in my life was the day that the Lord saved me. Hallelujah. And I praise. Ooh. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. These men are passing. I'm glad some's passed my way. Thank God. Men of passing. Then watch this. Verse 2. There's a manner of persistence. He said, Paul, that is his manner was, went in unto them 3 Sabbath days reason with them out of Scripture. The Bible said, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered, risen again from the dead. This Jesus who I'm preaching to you is Christ. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas. And the devout Greeks, a great multitude, and the chief women, not a few. Hallelujah. What you're saying, manner of persistence. Now watch this. The Bible said he reasoned with them out of the Scriptures. 3 Sabbath day. They went to church on Saturday. But when the Lord got up that Sunday morning, the disciples met in the upper room, and from then on they met on the first day of the week. I'm glad on the first day of the week we can come in and enjoy the sharing of the Scriptures today. The Bible said that Paul reasoned with them out of the Scriptures. It's not my opinion that matters. It's not your opinion that matters, friend. It's what thus saith the Word of God. For it is inspired and it's infallible. And it's going to stand when this world is a burning today. And oh my, see how they reasoned with them. They explained. Then the Bible said they opened, they interpreted. Aren't you glad you've been around some men that could take this Bible and open it and crack it open and give you that kernel that's on the inside of it? And then the Bible says they also alleging. You know what that means? It means that they applied that to daily living. They put it right into the principle of the day and the hour that they were living. Aren't you glad you've met some men that have lived where you've lived? Boy, I think about the Jeremiah. He said, I've sat where you sat. And I've wept where you've wept. Aren't you glad there's some men that's not always been on the top of their world? Ain't you glad it's always been some men that didn't walk through this world like an angelic host? Ain't you glad you've met some men that knows what it is to have tears and to have trouble and heartaches? Oh, they applied it to daily living. Can I tell you this morning, I'm glad I can apply it to daily living. I'm glad I've got a testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad I'm just not reading about in a book. I've lived many sermons in my life. I thank God for that principle that it can share in our daily living. I don't know why men try to be so eloquent, preach over everybody's head. I never have enjoyed a preacher walk out and say, now what he say? I like a man tell you just how it is. Amen. Standing before a holy God and a sinful man. Oh my, how we need to get back to preaching in our country, friend. Oh my, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying not only in this passage do you see the men of passing, but you'll see a manner of persistence. He reasoned with them 3 days. And then verse 3, I love the message of his preaching. The Bible said, Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. We see the message of preaching. Now, it's nothing about Paul. It's nothing about Baptists. And I believe that the Lord Jesus was a Baptist. Why he said that? Because he went to the best Baptist preacher in town and got baptized by him. That's why. What do you say? I'm glad I'm a Baptist. But honey, I'm glad the Baptist ain't got me this morning. Well, if they'd walk in this kind of environment, they'd say, they're not Baptists, they're holiness. Thank you. Thank you. The Bible said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Thank you for that. Aren't you glad somebody didn't pass out a program to you, tell you what you're going to do next? Ain't you glad somebody didn't come around in an old robe this morning? Looked like a blowed up buzzard with a collar around backwards. What are you saying this morning, honey? I'm glad, thank God, the Baptists ain't got you. I'm glad they ain't got me. There's a God in this Bible that loves sinners and sees about the saints of God and wants us to share the truth to a lost and a dying world. Preacher, can I come to church there? I don't drive a nice car. Oh, I'll come pick you up. You say, preacher, somebody said, if you ain't got a dress, you can't come to our church. I didn't think it was nobody's church but the Lord's. Amen. Honey, you just come on. It'll dawn on you what to wear for long. What are you saying, preacher? I'm glad he ain't got a Savior in a dress or a pair of Levi's. He's looking in the heart. Can I tell you today, friend, the Lord Jesus catches fish before He cleans them for the glory of God. These old Baptist streets trying to get everything mixed up, trying to get everybody dressed right, act right, talk right, cut their hair. Boy, ain't you glad we can be different? That'd be awful if everybody had a haircut like me and like you, Brother Gerald. Matter of fact, Sister Angie, go out of business if that's all I could. What are you saying? Oh, ain't it wonderful you can be different in personality? You ain't just got to dot your I's and cross the T's. Honey, let me tell you something. The Baptists think they got a monopoly on God. I done found out God does what He wants to do. Like Brother Joe said, he ain't sent nobody an email today to see if he could mess this service up. Nobody checked in with you said we could have preaching first before the collection today. He ain't sent you no email, no voicemail. There's a sovereign God of the Bible does what He pleases to do. And I'm glad I can just be a little old smidgen to get back out of the way and watch Him bless, watch Him move, watch Him identify. Oh, I'm glad I serve a God this morning. The Bible said that He must needs suffer and die on a cross. That wasn't the end of the message. He said this, He must have needs of suffered and risen again from the dead. If our Christ had not got out of the grave, we'd be no different than any other religion in this country. Honey, Buddha's in the grave, Confucius in the grave, Muhammad's in the grave. But on that third morning, hallelujah, I'm telling you, on that third morning, the Bible said a great earthquake and a stone was rolled out of the way. And He would not stay dead. You say, how come you know He lives? Because He said, if I go away, I'll send another, the Comforter. He'll lead and guide you and abide in you. I got the Holy Ghost lives in me. He walks with me and talks with me. Tells me when I do wrong. When I grieve Him, it makes Him sad. When I quench Him, it makes Him mad. He's a living person. Friend, the Holy Ghost, when we grieve Him, He's wanting to do something in us. When we quench Him, He's wanting to do something out of us. Boy, when God's wanting to take this assembly someplace and we quench Him, it's because He's wanting to do something out of this place. When we grieve Him, we offend Him because He's wanting to put something in this place. Ain't it a blessing to have a church, go to church and leave, say, praise God, we've been to church. No wonder the charismatics getting our children. They've got excitement of emotionalism. Honey, let me tell you, young people, you ought to thank God. You're in a fundamental Baptist church today preaching out of a King James Bible under men that's filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Saints of God love one another. Turn around and tell folks you love each other. It'd be a good morning. Turn around and tell folks you love them this morning. It'll be all right. It'll be okay. Tell your wife you love her. Some of you boys do good. Turn around and tell your wife you love her. You don't tell her no other time. Don't tell her in church this morning. He said He must needs suffer. But He said He would rise again from the dead. And this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. And then verse 4, help me. One of the greatest preachers in America didn't win them all. And some of them believe. Can I tell you, it's not in the preacher. It's in the Word of God. Some of you got saved under an old dirty preacher not living for God. That preacher didn't save you. You know how you got saved? By the living Word of God. Don't let that bother you, honey. God took a donkey one day and spoke out of him. He took a rooster down in a barnyard and spoke one of the greatest messages that Peter ever heard. I believe I'll just be his little crowing rooster this morning. Why are you sad, preacher? It's the Word of God that changes your life. The Word of God that changes my an incorruptible seed that goes in our heart. The Holy Ghost waters that Word and it begins to grow and make something new out of you and new out of me. This thing is amazing this morning. And some believed and consorted with Paul. Thank God for them, Brother Joe, that do believe. Then you'll notice this, and this is where I want to preach the whole thing from this morning. How much time we got? We got all time we need, don't we? I like this. Watch this. What, Brother Dave? What? Catch, Brother Dave. That's what you call when time flies. Hey, what you talking about? I'm talking about, honey, when the Holy Ghost is around. Time will fly. You say, Lord, what? That's what Brother David needs. He needs to hold my watch every Sunday. Amen. Some of you sitting there doing it. Oh, my, what are you saying, preacher? Now watch your Bibles. The Bible said this, verse 5, the Jews which believed not with envy took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, them low-life people. And gathered a company. Sound like they're fixing to have a Baptist conference to me. And set all the city in an uproar. And assaulted the house of Jason. Verse 6 said, boy, this right here is what just bounced off of me this morning. And they found them not. They drew Jason and certain brethren to the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down, come hither also. This is what I want to preach on this minute. Just a few more minutes because preaching about gone. But I do want to give you the title. It's what I want to preach on today. Turning your town upside down. Amen. Turning your town upside down. They said these troublemakers said they've turned our world upside down. I want to say this. Through sin, the world's wrong side up. Some of you eat them eggs sunny side up. I don't understand you. You better turn them things and flip them one time. This world's wrong side up. You see, we've seen the men of passing. My Lord, I wish I'd go back there and preach a few minutes of what I felt with that. Their manner of persistence. Their message of preaching is all about Him. The mystery of their power, a few of them believed. The moving of persecution. But oh my, now you see this manner of presence. Something happened in the town. They've turned it upside down. Now I want to say this. It'd be good if we'd turn some tables upside down. Brother Joe, Gloria's feeding this to me while you was over there preaching this morning. I wasn't being discourteous. I had to write while it was a writing. I want you to notice over in Matthew 21 and verse number 12. Oh, my Lord, watch this. When Jesus come to town, He turned some tables upside down. I want to ask y'all something. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm trying my best to get some of these rough edges off of me because I've got a pile of them, Brother Troy. And I want to love people. But let me tell you something. Where in your Bible have you ever found out a man of God should be a sissy? How come you says He says, take the oversight thereof? Now watch. The Bible said in Matthew 21, 12, I could preach an hour in this. But I'm going to try not to. Brother David's got my watch. You ready? We still got to sing and take up offering before we go home. Lord, I just killed it for some of you, didn't I? Just think about it. You'll get the fresh chicken at 2 o'clock. You're going to get that they put out at 10:30. It ain't going to be fit to eat. This morning, you're going to get some good dinner this morning. Now, Matthew chapter number 21, verse 12. And Jesus went in the temple of God, cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple. Now, like this, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And said to them, it's written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. But you've made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things he did, the children crying in the temple saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. They were sore displeased. Now watch this. Watch what was bought. But then notice what was caught. The Bible said he cast out all them that sold and bought. It's amazing to me what people's buying off on in churches. You listen to me. This is serious business, what I'm going to say. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. All roads don't lead to heaven. He told the most religious man in our Bible, ye must be born again. Isn't it amazing what this world's buying off on? Things our forefathers would flip in the grave, Brother Philip, if they knowed what was going in them churches they'd started by the grace of God. It's amazing to me what people's swallowing today. They're buying off. Well, you know, preacher, the message ain't changed. The method's changed. I've heard that about long enough. He said he chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. Now, if you want to hear a preacher really get ripped on drama team, you're looking at him. He chose the foolishness of preaching. Well, the message ain't changed, but the method's changed. Oh, yeah, I know. Drama team don't convict you. This book right here will skin you. It's amazing what they buy. But notice this, when Jesus turned some tables upside down, people got to getting saved. People went to shouting. That old Pharisaical crowd didn't like it because their babies was a shout. I just got to use little old Dillinger again. I love him. Dillinger, can you raise your hand this morning? Praise God, sir. You know what he said to his mama driving up the road today? They told me this morning he found something in the back seat. He had lost, right? Misplaced. He said, wasn't it hallelujah? He said, hallelujah! Miss Dan about run off the road. What you talking about? He'd been around a place where some Baptist tables got turned over. There's a crying Hosanna to the King. You know why them old mossbacks don't want their church took over? Because they lose authority. They lose power. They lose control. And they quit calling the shots. Boy, I can tell some of y'all said, I wish he'd hurt and get off this and get on something I like. Ain't it amazing what they buying and swapping off on? They done swap preaching for little fantasism. Rah, rah, rah.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him.
Let me tell you something, honey. The Word of God still works today. You might not do things my way. I ain't going to throw rocks about you. But I tell you what you do. You leave me alone. And if you come here to go to church, then you do how we do. We don't do how you do. You do the way we do. We don't change to suit you. That don't sound like a membership drive. This book ain't changed. And you welcome, but you settle in and do how we do. Well, how you do? I'm glad you asked. We try to live right. Try to do right. And we don't vote here about doing right. We just simply do right. We're big on children. What you got for children? What they're getting this morning preaching. Amen. What about loving? Does pretty good to let your young and see mom and daddies love one another and cry, come to an altar. Does pretty good to bring your grand young'uns under preaching. Well, I've heard that more than anything. What you got for our children? What Acts chapter 2 had for your children? Preaching, worship, singing, loving, seeing people get saved. And then they start saying, hallelujah, mama. We ain't the only church in town. There's a lot of good churches in this town. But honey, let me tell you what we do here. And that's all I know about. Just what you heard, and I ain't going to repeat it. Wouldn't it be good to turn some tables upside down? That your children could exalt the Lord and sinners be saved. All this swapping and buying going on. A lot of preachers said, I'm going to swap this for that. People's just buying off on it. That's good right there. And then, ain't it? Wouldn't it be a blessing if your trouble get upside down? Now, have you ever noticed what happened? Watch this, boy. I'm going to show you something this morning. Oh, Brother Jonathan showed it to me preaching down in Jacksonville. I'm going to give him the credit for it. I don't know why I hadn't done seen it. But it doesn't matter who you run with. Look in John chapter 5. Watch this. Turning your town upside down. Turning your tables upside down. Turning your trouble upside down. Watch what it said. John 5, after this there was a feast of the Jews and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there's at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda having five porches. And these lay a great multitude of impotent folk. Blind, halt, withered, wait for the move in the water. And the angel went down a certain season in the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Now aren't you glad it's whosoever? And it's whatsoever you've done. But it's never is whensoever. Just when the troubling of the water. That's not what I'm excited about. I seen that years ago. You got me this morning, whosoever? He died for you. He loves you. Whatsoever you've done, it's there for you. But now watch this. He said, first after trouble in the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, had an infirmity 38 years. And he saw him lie, Jesus did, and knew he'd been now a long time in that case. He said that without being made whole. The potent man answered, said, sir, I've no man when the water's troubled to put me in the pool, but while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus said to him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. What you so tore up about? Jesus did not come to take you out of trouble. He come to get in trouble with you. There's some things, Brother Dennis, only trouble will make us what Lord wants us to be. How many times we said, dear God, get me out of this trouble. We need to quit that praying and say, God, come to me in my trouble. See, that troubling of the water made him what he needed to be. And that troubling of the water is only going to make you and me what we need to be. See, if you had some things that was in dire straits and you didn't know how you was going to get out, you never would know the God that helped you out. If you couldn't pay the bills, you never would know the God that can pay the bills. If you had a bad marriage, no hope, you never would know the God that could put your marriage back together. Boy, isn't He good? Please let me give you this last thing. I know it's late. I can tell you're drifting. I got about 20% of you drifting. Evidently, you didn't come for nothing. Wouldn't it be a blessing if He turned your treasure over? Now, I seen something this morning, this last week in my study, and it's amazing what the Lord showed. Now, I want you to turn in your Bible. Matthew 6:19. Would it be a blessing if He had turned your treasure upside down? But Tim, cut that air off. I'm getting too cool. Now watch what happens. Matthew 6:19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust doeth corrupt and thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now watch this, verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he'll hate the one and love the other, or else he'll hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now this is what I want to give you, and then I'm done. Turning your treasures over. In verse 19, watch this. There's the lure of treasures. We see its attraction. Lay not up for yourselves treasure. The lure. We see the attraction, the attainment, and the attachment. Listen, toys must not be counted treasures. Some of you boys, truck crazy, gun crazy, dog crazy, deer stand crazy. You know something? Your wife ought to say, go out there and hold their hand. The lure of treasure. It'll take you way out yonder somewhere. Now watch. This is what I'm excited about. Not only the lure of treasure, let me share if you can. I want you to look at the love of treasure. Why is Jesus so upset about the love of treasure? You ever thought about that? Because it's a rival. Look in verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he'll hate the one and he'll love the other. God likes no rivalry in our life. The love of treasure, it's a rival. Then look in verse 21. You ever seen this? It's a ruler. It's not only a rival, it's a ruler. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Isn't it amazing? He said, not only is it a rival, it's a ruler. He said, where your treasure is, that's where your heart's going. I can tell you when I know your treasure's here. You'll be here. You hunt every little old flimsy excuse that you can. These folks woke up this morning, they looked out and said, oh, it's raining, we don't go to church today. Now quit looking down, we ain't praying yet. We preaching right now. I didn't see nobody coming this morning in a convertible or a mule and buggy. He said, boy, where your treasure is, that's where your... If you are caught up on a hobby, your heart's going there. My treasure was a bass club one time. Brother Joe, there'd be people at my wife's work said, it's no way your husband's fishing today. He's lying to you. No, that was my treasure. It had my heart. Spitting snow. Bite, fish, bite. He said, for your treasure, that's where your heart's going. And he said, listen, not only is it a rivalry, it's a ruler. That stuff will rule you. Well, I know you give out. And I'm going to say this, it's a ruiner. Well, preacher, I want to provide for my children. That's okay. That's all right. That's perfectly okay. We need not lose our riches, but they need to change their place. It's okay to have things. It's wrong when things have us. Wouldn't it be a blessing if our tables got turned upside down? I mean, we could totally come in and be Baptists, but realize it's one church. It's one God, one Holy Ghost, one Jesus, one sinner for the cause of Christ. Wouldn't it be a blessing if you get your trouble turned over this morning? Won't you turn it over? This thing's just a building. That's a good sermon, Brother Gerald. Brother Randall, wouldn't we be a lot better off if our trouble got turned over? Watch this. Instead of our trouble on us, let it be under us. Wouldn't that be so refreshing? Some of you wake up every morning and say, oh, Lord, I've woke up into all this trouble. Won't you ask Him to come in your trouble? And then your treasure. You know, I'm not going to be a crazy man. I thank God for what we can do in this church. But, honey, when your treasure runs you like a heel hound, you better be changing your treasure. Turning your town upside down. Brother David, what's our number? 379. 379. This altar's open. Has God touched your heart about anything?